Hello, hello, hello. How we doing?
You all right?
Ooh. I am so bloody relieved, I cannot tell you. So I've been back from Wales after a lovely time, and I hope you enjoyed those podcasts. I was listening back to the one with my gran, and I'm so glad I've got her voice on a recording now, so I can play it, you know, for years to come. But I was listening back to the first one I did in Wales, and it was so nice, because again, it's just raw. Like, again, I'm still at that point where I'm a bit like, oh, like, should I have said that, but I'm glad I did, because again, it's open and honest. So I'm just going, a beautiful song. So I'm just in Liverpool now. So basically what happened is I had to come to Liverpool to pick up my passport, to renew my passport. And it's all sorted now, thankfully. But guys, a massive weight off my shoulders, because I was just absolutely bricking it at one point, thinking I wasn't going to get it sorted. And yes, we're flying out on Thursday for this last job of the year. This music video with Video Ink Boys and girls, and I'm so excited now to finish the year strong, and just enjoy that now. But yeah, so I came to Liverpool because that's where the renewal office is. And then bumped into my boy Tom. Shout out to Tom. Went for a coffee before, and I was early for a change, which is good. But again, like, that's what I'm saying now. I'm trying to manage my time better, and when it's something that's important, I need to do. You know, I'm never late, and it's interesting. I need to make sure that I keep doing that. And I think it's the same in life in general. It's just, you know, do what I want to do. Do that what makes me happy, and you know, keep working hard, but like I say, work smarter. And you know, this is something I need to do today, you know, being a, you know, grown up stuff, and just got it done. And but now I'm in Liverpool instead of rushing back to Manchester, because I need to, you know, do all my washing and all that jazz, and do all the other stuff that I wanted to do, like start doing a bit of editing and things like that, and a couple of other bits and bobs as well. But to be honest, it's nice it's nice being in Liverpool, because I've not been in Liverpool at the time. Like, I've got really fond memories of Liverpool, and I've, like, you know, got a load of mates from Liverpool, and there's always that stigma in Manchester and Liverpool, and it's like, for me, it's just never been the case. Like, every time I've been here, it's like absolutely mint. I've always had like top nights out. Remember, like, the first time I came was with John, with Furlong, and or Chud, as I call him. I call him Chud, but. Yeah, it was like he came to uni here to do drama, and that was like my first experience coming. And then I remember my boy Norton as well, Rob, who I mentioned on the first podcast. He did his degree here as well. So I came a lot. Do you know what I mean? I always had top nights. Like, I always had really, really good nights out. And then you go, you know, obviously now I'm a bit older, you know, we have a day, and then come over to Liverpool to do some filming. Last time I was here, I was filming. It was quality. I was doing one of those. It's not in the UK, so it's for Australian television, but it was, you know, like a reenactment type of thing. You know, like Crime Watch when they do the reenactments, it's basically like that. And it was amazing, it was unbelievable. We're funny enough, we're filming on the docks, but I'm on the other side of the docks, so it's interesting seeing this point of view. And I say, I'm glad I've not got my camera, but at the same time, like, I can take everything on my bloody phone now, so I'm just going to park up and just sit on the Museum of Liverpool steps, just to feel the wind blowing a little bit, just to break it up for sound, so I'm sit down for 10. But yeah, so that was the last time I was here, and it was amazing, like, really, you know, interesting, because I've done so many different things doing what I do, and that was amazing. And funny enough, all of the cast and crew were amazing on that. Big shout out to Martin, who's he's an amazing makeup artist and style, he's just everything. He's just a great guy to have on set. I met him there, he's a really nice guy. Hopefully get him on at some point. And it was just really cool. It was really, really cool, cool job and opportunity. And it was funny, I remember going, I mentioned it on the podcast. And my grand mentioned it, you know, when sadly, you know, the bombings happened in Manchester, and it was the next day, that was what the audition was for. I remember speaking to my gran about it, and She's like, oh, you're not going to go then? And I was just like, no, not at all. Of course I'm going. Like, it was funny, it was when I was in a bit of a bad place, when all that stuff was going on. And you know, obviously, I remember being, I'd had a massive row that day actually. Like a huge row. And I'm not going to go into it too much because I bet it's not fair on other people, because again, it's just my side and my opinion. So they haven't got the, you know, their side to defend themselves or anything. So, but again, that's not the point. The point was this absolute tragedy happened, and absolute, you know, it made me realise. It kind of, it took me back to other kind of scenarios, and when I thought and feelings like that, and that just, you know, kind of that, don't realise how fortunate you are, and how, you know, because I could have been in that gig, 100% could have been in that gig. Like, I'm, you know, I try to go to concerts and gigs and support art and artists, and that's a huge, and again, the same with Liverpool, do you know what I mean? It's a massive, you know, it's a big cultural thing in Manchester, Liverpool, and all around the world, and it's something that, you know, the fact that something like that happened, at an event like that, it really touched the nerve of me. And again, I think it affected everyone in Manchester and around the world as well, because it was just, you know, innocent children, and it doesn't matter what, but again, like the fact there's innocent children who've just gone to go watch watch a concert, man, go watch the hero, or, you know, just to enjoy themselves, and then, you know, they never get a chance to do that and see their families and friends ever again. And it just really, you know, it proper got me, man. It hit me proper in the straight in the face, man. Because I'd had this argument basically, and then I'd gone and seen John. And he just was like, mate, don't worry about it, come and have a chat and sort of, and he's just such a, like, again, I'm so grateful I've got friends like that, who, you know, you just listen sometimes, you know what I mean, and give advice when they go, but just listening, and he's just there for me, and at a time when I really needed someone, and then that happened, and we were both just kind of a bit like, wow, do you know what I mean, like, it just put it into perspective, really, and all, you know, stuff like that is just meaningless, and at the end of the day, it's all about being positive and showing love and supporting one another, and also giving me a kick up the arse to be like, look, man, do what you love, man, and stop blaming other people, stop hiding behind certain things, and, you know, put yourself out there, man, do what you want to do, you know what I mean? It's up to you to do that. And yeah, it was a big turning point in my life, to be perfectly honest, it really was. And it's sad how it takes something like a tragedy for that to happen, but again, it's the truth, that's what happened. And then, so I went to this audition the next day, and I could tell in town it was eerie, man, it was very eerie that day. It wasn't the hustle and bustle, and it wasn't, you know what I mean? It affected a lot of people, and I could tell a lot of people obviously were, you know, didn't go to work, or did, you know, but a lot of people did, and a lot of people kind of, but I didn't. Again, for a few days, man, it was very raw for people. It still is, do you know what I mean? Of course it is. And we'll never forget the 22, and we'll never forget what happened, and, you know, that's why I'm talking about it, and talking about thoughts and feelings, because it was a tragedy, man. It just proper, like I say, it really struck a chord in me. And being an adult, you know, I remember when a kid it happened with the Manchester bombings, and fortunately, like, no one got hurt, but I remember that was just a real kind of, wow, this is what happens in the real world, do you know what I mean? It's not, like I say, it's like what my gran said perfectly, it's not, you know, a bad world, it's just got bad people in it sometimes, but again, there's a lot of good people in it, and this is how we, you know, how we evolve, how we get better, is by talking about these incidents, and how we can reflect on them, and what can we do to improve, and like I say, I don't know the answers, of God, no, but I've just been giving my opinion and my what happened to me, and why it's kind of given me a new lease of life, so to speak, because it's, I'm thankful every day now. and make a point of making, you know, taking 10 minutes out of my day to remember that and remember the people who've lost. And sadly, I've lost quite a lot of people at an early age. Like, lost one of my very good friends when I was in school. And I know at some point I'm going to start talking about that. I know, because I know it's really important, because that was a big thing that affected me, and I didn't talk about it for a long time. And I should do, really, because I know it affected me and a lot of people in my life. And again, death is a part of life. It happens, and, you know, rightly or wrongly, it happened quite a lot, wasn't it, in my life at an early age. And I didn't deal with it at all. It was like, this is what's happening, right? This is what you've got to do, and this is, if anything, it kind of, like I said, I'm just being open and honest there, but again, sometimes I'm, I'm glad it happened in the sense of, God, I won't wish death on anyone, of course, it's not that, but I was able to experience that at an early age, so now when, sadly, when death does happen, like with my grandpa, I was able to deal with it a lot better. I was able to be strong for everyone in my family. I can remember, like, my grandpa, but I didn't leave my grand side, you know what I mean? Because I knew, that's what I had to do. You know what I mean? I had to make sure she was okay throughout the day. And obviously, she's lost her, a partner, someone who she spent, married 60 years to, you know what I mean? And that's why I wish I could go all the time, but at least I know I go every, hopefully a few times a year, but definitely on a birthday. And I know she's never going to spend a birthday on her own, because it's just, that's something I know I can do and I can promise her. And I will always keep that promise, because it means something to me. And anyone who's, might not experience death, to a friend, a family member, or someone you might not necessarily know, but it affects you. It does affect you. Because we're human at the end of the day, and you might not be able to talk about it straight away, but it is good to talk about it. It almost like as a society, sometimes it's that thing of you don't talk about it, and especially with men and lads, and obviously everyone as well, but like, don't just speak from my point of view. Like, this is we don't talk about it. We do just push it down. We do just think, all right, well, that's the way it's got to be, and it's not at the end of the day. Do you know what I mean? We've got to be open and honest. And again, I feel like I'm at that point now. I'm mature enough to talk about it and share my experiences, because that affected me for a long, long time. And going back to going for that audition, that's why I went. You know what I mean? I wasn't fearful. I wasn't like, oh, what if it happens again? It was just that thing like, oh, that ain't going to stop me doing what I want to do. And I've been fortunate to live in a place where that isn't the norm, and it is wrong. And you've got to show it's wrong by carrying on, and carrying on in a way where you can be proud of and make people proud. And I know it's happening in Manchester, where like the our people came together. It was a massive thing, and you can still see that today. Like you can still see that today, and it's like I say, it's important to remember the 22, and it's something that I went to the audition, and I was proud of myself. I went, do you know what I mean? And I was proud to say I went, and it didn't stop me doing what I wanted to do and following my dream. Ended up not getting the part, but then they rang me back and like, oh, we've got another part, and then I ended up doing it, and it was great. Like I say, it was so much fun. It was great. Like, I got to train with, I get to work with people that are just truly amazing people, and a couple of them were this lad and son, and they were like the weapons experts, do you know what I mean? They were the guys who were with all the guns and all, because everybody had to use guns and ammunition. There we go. And it was amazing that, learning that on the job. And basically, at the time, they were doing Peaky Blinders as well. And then I got chatting about, because I did an episode of Peaky Blinders, which was amazing. Funny enough, was in Liverpool. Funny enough, full circle. There we go. And it, we filmed it. In fact, I have to try and... I'm going to get up and walk, because my foot's a bit fucked, man. Carry on walking around Liverpool. And I'll try and... What was it now? It was basically this beautiful old building that was a club back in the day. Had this amazing chandeliers and amazing, and obviously the prop and the costume and everyone just on that show. That was one of those shows that you walk on. And I remember just thinking wow, I know I'm only here for a day, but this is incredible. This is absolutely another level. Just a couple family taking pictures on the docks. They always wait me, you know what I mean? Because it's trying to get that perfect shot and I'm in no rush. And yes, I'm just walking down the docks now, which is really cool. You know, a little wander around, go to the museum at some point as well. And yeah, it was incredible. It was unbelievable. You know, I love that period anyway, absolutely. And again, Peaky's is one of my favourite programmes. I remember my brother and Ness said that to me a time ago. They were about this new show about Birmingham and stuff. And they were mate, you should do that. It's absolutely sick. Do you know what I mean? And I was just yeah. And again, it's so hard sometimes because there's that many amazing productions now and things that people are you should do this, you should do that. And it's of course I want to do them. Do you know what I mean? But it's well hard. It's not I just go, all right, sweet. I'll just walk on set and get it, you know, do what I've got to do. It's not, that doesn't happen, you know. But fortunately for me, I've been able to go on a lot of sets now and do that. And actually, if there's something that I want to do, it's right, that's what I'm going to do. And that was one of them. Where it was he spoke to my agent, just went, yo, that's the next one. And he got me on it. And it was just boom, absolutely buzzing. Yeah, I'll never forget that day. It was truly amazing. I'll never forget, actually, because got in costume, we're all in this club, and basically it's the scene that won't spoil you. It's season two, episode one or three or something like that. And basically the first opening scene is that minute you see me, I'm the first person you basically see on camera behind, and it's a POV shot of, basically behind the Shelby Brothers view. Just a POV, but just behind him. It's a technical shot name, which people, DLPs, are like, mate, it's called that. But again, I'm still learning, I don't know them all. But yeah, so basically, you see me at first, and you blink and you miss me type of thing, but a few people recognise me, and it was great, because that was something, again, but that wasn't what was cool about it. What was cool about it? La la la. La. That's brother. Love that. La 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 la. Beautiful, beautiful. So just walking over the docks now. Beautiful. So nice. So much going on. Load of locks and stuff on the thing. I'll take a load of pictures and post them up on there. This is what I want to do with these podcasts. I'll take loads of pictures and little videos and then just bang them on the YouTube. I still need to get around and do that, but. Again, can't do it all at once, but I put it out there now, so I'm going to do it. And this reminds me when I listen back every time, do that. But yeah, that was an amazing experience. And then it was great as well, because I remember being on set and bumping into one of my mates, Kenji, who's an amazing sax player. I think I've talked about this on the podcast before, but I can't remember. But yeah, it was just amazing, seeing a friend of mine who I'd not seen for time because he was working down the... Yeah, I have talked about this before, haven't I? Sorry if I'm repeating myself. But again, it's just brought back memories because I'm in Liverpool and it was amazing, especially because I remember at the start of the day, because HBO got involved with it and I was thinking, oh, bloody hell, because it was such a hit the first season, you knew it was going to get more funding because that's what happens a lot of the time. You do a pilot or you do, a version of it and you put it out and it's amazing. But then if it does really well, then obviously a lot more money goes into it and the production goes up and there's more, do you know what I mean? There's more money for actors, for cameras, for light, all that jazz. It does, that's basically what happens. And as I've learned in the industry over the years, that's what happens. Sometimes you'll work on something that's really high end but you can tell it's come from absolutely, from an idea or whatever, and that's obviously what they all come from, but some of them have, you know, a lot of backing and some don't, and it's great to see the ones that don't have a lot of backing still do really well. It's kind of like the independent stroke, grassroots kind of fit. That's kind of the best way of putting it, really. For me to understand, hopefully you understand. Yeah, so it's basically like that. Whereas obviously with this, it was amazing, like the cast was amazing as it started, you know what I mean? Like Killian Murphy was, all of them, like, absolutely amazing. Like Helen McCrory, like I'm fortunate I got to work with her on Leaving, which was an incredible experience. And yeah, it was just like, say, it was only a day, but it was a day that, it was crazy because it was just like, in the first like 10 minutes of being on set and everything, you could just feel, and there was all these amazing dancers and everyone in that room was just quality. It was just like, you know, if you were in that room, you had a bit about you, put it that way. Like, everyone I spoke to was just amazing. Do you know what I mean? Genuinely like blown away by every person in that room. It was sick. And it was just in this first 10 minutes, basically, this producer or someone who was big in HBO, I think it was a producer. She basically fell over and like basically bloody like done her ligaments and her ankle. And I just called it straight away, not because it was like, I've seen that injury happen so many bloody times, like you can't even, you know, it's just, it happens a lot in sport. But it's just your leg gives out, it's just your foot, you fall awkwardly on it and then you're just gone, do you know what I mean? There's nothing you can do. So obviously all the first aiders come over and that, and it was just by me, like it was right by me. That's why I felt a bit, you know, I had to kind of do something. So I kind of took my jacket off, put it under, like type of thing. And I was like, you okay? And she was just like, this lovely American woman, I have to find out her name. She's probably this massive producer. And I was like, do you remember that time I helped you out? When you, but I hope she's all right. I'm sure she was. But it was just a really bad injury and she couldn't stay on set, put it that way. So all the production got put back. And again, that's what happens sometimes on set. And I was so sad to hear the other day, like on Power, which is a great show. It's one of my guilty pleasures. You know, sadly, a crew member was killed. And that's why it's like, it proper hit me that, because it's that thing where it's like, you know, that's someone who's gone to do something that's probably she's worked for years to try and get and gotten an amazing job like that. And then sadly, she won't come home, he won't come home. And I only read the headlines, so I don't know too much about it, but yeah, it was that thing of just like, wow, do you know what I mean? It's like, you don't know when your last day type of thing, so, you know, do what you love, man. And just thoughts and prayers with all the cast and crew there, man, because that must have been really sad and really, and I'm trying not to be a sad podcast, it's not that at all. What I'm trying to do is try and find hope and by talking about it, it's that's what, you know, grieving is. You've got to talk about it, you can't let it bury and get stuck inside, and you know, because it ends up messing you up then, you know what I mean? And it's so basically that happened on the set of Peaky, and it was, and so that was like a setback, but again, it set up for a comeback. We got on with the rest of the day. We all stayed later, which no one had a problem with. And again, that just showed the standard of people in that room. It was just like, course, it's not even, because it was a very early start, But we just got on with it, do you know what I mean? We just kind of was like, right, this is what we're doing. And I never forget, because I think, well, I'm pretty sure, however people say Killian, Cillian, whatever, I call it Killian Murphy, like that's just a, that's, I don't know how to pronounce it. But he stayed in character the whole time. And I remember right at the end of the day, I think I have said this on the podcast, so I apologise if I'm repeating myself. But, because I watched him all day, because I just wanted to learn from him. Because he wasn't, surprisingly, this happens a lot as well with me, but I forget I am bloody like 6 foot odd now, but I still think I'm a bloody kid who's dead small. But I didn't realise how much taller I was than him and all the other actors. And shout out to Joe Cole as well, because he was really cool with me, man. He was really kind of, you know, we had a chat quite, because again, we're just in each other's pockets in the start of the scene, and you're filming it for a couple of hours, so it's just like, you get to a point where you can't just keep, you know, and I'm one of them, it's like, I'll chat to anyone, you know, when the time's right, obviously certain times, but then there's certain times where you are just waiting around for hours, so you've just got to have a chat, basically, and not stare at people. That happens a lot as well, people just stare at people, and it's just like, well, at the end of the day, like, you work with these people and you're professional, like, you deserve to be there just as much as them. And he was, again, he wasn't arrogant, wasn't a cocky, he was a really humble guy, man. It's great to see him doing so well. And he'll go from strength to strength. He's going to be one of our big actors in the next, 10, 20, 30, whatever years. I genuinely believe it. He's going to be one of those guys who I can say, like, I'm so glad I got to work with, and he was an absolute gentleman as well. So, check out his films and what he's been involved in. But Killian was just in character the whole time. And I remember at the end of the day, like, we'd all wrapped and we'd finished, and I'd had such an amazing day. You just think, this is going to look sick. And again, they cut half of it out, because that's what happens. But they could have done a full 2 episodes in that club scene alone, because it was just incredible, the amount of stuff that went on. Like, I got battered in one of them by one of the characters, which he didn't use. But again, it's that thing where I was gutted, but at the same time, I wasn't at all, because you can't take any of that away from me, what I did and my memories. And again, me just talking about, you forget what you've done sometimes. And it's like, I forget, like, that's, especially now, like, one of my mates, Michael Wilf, is going to be on the podcast. He's just done a part in it. And it's just like, it'd be great to kind of, have a chat with him and pick his brain about it. Because I bet he doesn't realise, like, how, I'm sure he does, but I bet no one's kind of said to him, like, because again, it's not that thing where you just got, talk about, oh, check me out. He's not like that at all. Like, I don't think many, but again, it's really important that we talk about it. And because I was well proud when he found out he did it, because again, it was that thing with, when I did it, it was that, like, loads of people were like, mate, that's me. Because again, it was such a strong, powerful show that's on, that's based on true characters and resonates with a lot of people, and really good storytelling and fantastic acting and production and everything. And can't wait to get him on the podcast at some point. Like, he's got loads going on at the moment. He's got his directorial debut, he's acting, he's just had a baby. Nick has. But again, do you know what I mean? He's got so much going on. He's thankfully giving me time to do it at some point. Like, I know we will. Like, again, he's just that guy. He's a gentleman, and learned a lot from him and continue to do so. I can't wait to pick his brain about that and ask about it. And again, I can't wait to see what they do in the next season. But yeah, that was seeing it and watching someone like Cillian Murphy, is for me one of the best actors in the game, never mind it from where we are, type of thing. I know he's Irish, but he's one of us. That's the way I look at it, type of thing. As actors or performers or artists or creatives and humans, just a bloody human, a good bloody human who's very good at what he does. And again, he stays in character, so he didn't get anything out of him the whole day. And I didn't try, because I respect the craft and respect what he's doing. But at the end of the day, I wanted to, and I felt I had to, just to say something to him. So I remember as we were leaving, I just walked up to him, he sat down, and he was smoking. Again, I don't think he smokes, so I don't know if he does smoke, but obviously the character does, so he's having a roller. I just walked straight up to him, calm as you like. And again, I've got a face covered in blood because I'm all of the fighting scene that we did. Just went up to him and just was like, it was an honour, Mr. Shelby. And just nod at him, and he just turned to me and just give me the nod. Tip of the top of the cap type of thing. And honestly, man, it made my bloody day. And it was just sick, because it was just like, yeah, it's just like thinking about it now, I get like goosebumps thinking about it, like, because it was just that moment that no one, again, I'm sort of sharing it with you guys, but like no one will truly understand what that meant to me. That, and it gives me, you forget about it sometimes, but then you have to remind myself about it. Like, that was one of those moments that was just like, I had such an amazing day on set. It was so long. But again, I love every minute I'm on that set, because I'm always learning something. And that was just a perfect, poignant moment that made me realise, like, wow, this is perfect. Do you know what I mean? This is a bit like a perfect moment. And it was just like that nod of respect as well, that he understood that, again, it wasn't, didn't break the character. But he, you know, it was, yeah, it was cool, man. Very, very cool. And, yeah, I'm just glad I did. Sorry about the noises and stuff like that. Just walking through and doing all that mad stuff. It's pretty cool.